broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for July 28th. In the year of our Lord, 2016, this is our one of two, and our goal, incredibly simple, that is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. We use the blueprint for liberty, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our guide. We're also convinced the checks and balances put in place by the founders are absolutely brilliant. That's why we don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. No doubt should be the order of the day. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. I'm Sam Bushman. Kirk Cosby's with me. A quick recap of yesterday's award-winning broadcast, available on demand at your fingertips. Always look on your Roku player for the Liberty News Radio channel, or LibertyRoundtable.com should get it done for Liberty Roundtable Live archives. If you want incredible talk shows all day long, think LibertyNewsRadio.com. Check out the schedule, online player, a whole lot more, LibertyNewsRadio.com. If you want incredible news, LibertyNewsDaily.com gets that done just for you. All brought to you in part by your scientifically backed free vigor test. What am I talking about? What the heck is a vigor test? Well, are you kind of frustrated, kind of tired, kind of discouraged, a little bit confused often, frustrated with many tasks, and got a little bit of depression going on, and just out of sorts? All right. Well, how about natural health and healing solutions to improve that, to turn it around, to replace all that with a positive mental attitude, handle multiple tasks with ease, feel comfortable and stable and safe, and not just like you got the world by the tail, huh? All right. Well, that difference can happen with natural health and healing solutions. First, take the free test, the scientifically backed vigor test. Then, with Natural Health and Healing Solutions, improve your vigor score. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt. That's C-U-R-T at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211. We talked about Breitbart confronts The Daily Show at Milo's Gays for Trump party. Looks like The Daily Show loves to confront everybody else, but when it's their turn, it ain't so pleasant, I guess. We also played a clip where James Edwards, well-known political talk show host, the politicalcesspool.org radio show, an award-winning broadcast syndicated by Liberty News Radio every Saturday evening. James was with us last week at the National Republican Convention, and he interviewed Milo Yiannopoulos. And that was an interesting interview we played. We also talked about David Duke's remarks on his Senate backing. He suggests that Donald J. Trump might be backing David Duke. It put the Trump campaign on the defensive, says the New York Times. Time will tell how that pans out. Donald Trump disavowing all kinds of people. It's strange, though, he doesn't disavow the gays, the socialists, the liberals. The only people he disavows is who they claim are white supremacists. All right. They claim who are racist. Donald Trump Jr. even disavowed me as if I'm a racist. But the clown media spun a tale of deception and deceived Donald Trump Jr. Anyway, they're clown media, that's why. I interviewed all kinds of people last week. It was incredible. Just listen last week to the archives at LibertyRoundtable.com or on your Roku player, and you tell me if you think there was a racist agenda on my part, or if the goal was to bring people together and set race aside, huh? Check it out. Let me know your own opinion. Don't listen to the clown media, though, because they're goofy. David Duke even said on his radio program that the Republican presidential nominee, Donald Trump, left open the possibility of supporting his senatorial campaign in Louisiana down there. Wow. Michelle Obama said in her prime time televised address to the Democratic National Convention that the White House had been built by slaves. She's right about that. But is that race baiting going to help, Michelle? Did she forget to mention that the first slave owner in America was a black person? All right, just want to lay down the record. If we're going to go ahead and take off the gloves and talk about race, let's do it honestly, shall we? Let's also find ways to bring people together, not divide, shall we? That was Hour 1 of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour 2, brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Please do business with the good guys today. Thepowermall.com, rate 877-817-9829. We talked with our guest, Tom DeWeese, AmericanPolicy.org. Sign up and get the free sledgehammer alert today. We also talked about his new book called Erase. It's a new political thriller. It's a historical fiction novel. Erase is a searing glimpse into the near future of America being destroyed from within. A teacher, a businessman, a preacher, a political activist, and a homeless man all learn the frightening truth about a secret, powerful force plotting to bring about the destruction of America. Understand that to preserve freedom is the duty of all Americans, to learn and understand how to solve our problems and avert danger. Incredible book. Check it out today, Race, available on Amazon, or if you go to AmericanPolicy.org, you can get it for $4 off. Check it out today. They say through the entertainment of a classic thriller, Erase will teach you how we can restore America. Ann Coulter says that Paul Ryan is the next Eric Cantor. Boy, do I pray she's right about that. Ann Coulter says Paul Ryan is the next Eric Cantor, referring to the fact of a massive loss. Just take out the insider from politics. And I don't mean physically, I mean voting-wise, right? That he would be replaced by a newer, younger, more constitutional candidate. I hope that happens. This lady's name is Veronica Costello, and she won a massive jackpot at the casino. It was like $8 million. But she only got $80. Only $80. Why? Well, they just said it was kind of like a glitch. Sorry, the machine wasn't working. No prize for you. Again, it's criminal activity to set up gambling halls in the first place and give government and private business the unfair, manipulative, calculated edge to win. But then even when somebody else wins, somehow there's power to steal the money from them. Just crazy. But again, Monica and everybody else, if you don't gamble, then you won't get scammed twice. She got scammed when they were stealing her money in the first place. Then when she somehow upset the system, they wouldn't let it happen. It's kind of like somebody who's really, really good at poker or gambling. They go in and they count cards or they do whatever. If you win too many times, they kick you out and don't even let you play. See, the government allows them to set the stage in their favor to win, but never you. Reminds you of politics and the insiders, doesn't it? Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. That's a recap of yesterday's award-winning broadcast, available on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel or archived at libertyroundtable.com. Without further ado, news the networks refuse to use starts now. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, my friend. I guess the Clinton campaign's moving to force Trump's super PACs off of television, Kurt? Dateline, Philly.
Well, you know, that's how, you know, you do the modern-day censorship, you know what I mean? It's pretty interesting, but that's what we see. The according to, sources out of Philadelphia, Daniel Halper is the author and says Hillary Clinton's campaign is pressuring TV stations across the country to stop airing an anti-Clinton political ad sponsored by the pro-Trump super PAC. It's called Rebuilding America Now. The campaign claims the ad titled Outsourcing is directly contracted by evidence in the public record. The ad claims Clinton went to India and talked up outsourcing and then received a donation from Indian politician Amar Singh, about $5 million back in 2008. The Clinton campaign contends that the donation was made in a different year. A lawyer for Rebuilding America Now, somebody named Cleta Mitchell. I don't know if that's a Cleta or a guy or a girl, but anyway, said the political
ad. You don't
ad
need to know, sir.
Well,
it depends on the day.
Yeah, is well within the scope of important political, or excuse me, public discourse. So anyway, yeah, this is how you, I really never heard much about that. I always figured, you know, whatever people paid for, they got to put on, but you know,
no,
it's
sir
kind of an interesting
no
way to do
no
that.
No, 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 sir. The more conservative, the more constitutional, the more religious, the more, you know, common sense, the less likely it airs, my friend. Quick pause. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live in seconds.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. Sam and Kurt, news the networks refuse to use, always on tap. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, and LibertyNewsRadio.com. Check out those three websites. Please donate today. We need your support. Last website to promote for you, GiveMeLibertyFund.com. When you want a win-win-win situation for Patriots, please think of GiveMeLibertyFund.com. All right. I guess they're forcing Trump's Super PAC ads off of television. Who?
Mm-hmm.
Hillary. Kurt?
Well, yeah, I guess the, you know, the concerning ad basically starts out with Hillary has made $22 million on speeches, including Wall Street. And then it basically goes in and it lists, it shows Bernie Sanders talking about, you know, a future to believe in or whatever. And then it begins, because remember, he kind of came off pretty much against the whole Wall Street thing. And then it starts listing Hillary's contributors, if you will. Bank of America, $225,000. Ameriprise, $225,000 plus. Apollo Management, you know, and it just goes down and shows you all these different people who added up. Deutsche Bank, Fidelity Investments, Golden Tree Asset Management. I mean, it's a pretty good list. And it does, well, Goldman Sachs, GTCR, it does include these folks from India. And then, you know, just coincidentally, right after she gave a speech there in India, you know, Clinton... the foundation got $1 million contribution. So, of course, you know, I mean, those are not connected, you know, Sam. But anyway, I'm sure that she's, you know, clean as the day is long, right?
Yes, sir. And I guess it looks like Bernie Sanders is leaving the Democratic Party, Kurt. He's been in politics since 1979. Bernie Sanders,
well,
way too left of the Democratic
Party. Well, I didn't think he was even part of them.
Well,
you
Bernie
know, I
Sanders,
thought he was a socialist, right?
Bernie Sanders, way left of the Democratic Party, been so the whole time, yeah. Considers himself an independent, only jumped into the Democratic Party to try to run for the nomination. Now going back to his, what do you call it, Senate seat? And,
yeah.
You know, just going to go back and be non-party affiliated once again. So you're right, Kurt, he's socialist, but... he would call himself independent, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah. There you go.
Now,
yeah, the headline reads he just leaves Dem Party, but you know, I didn't know that he had even joined it. But
well, anyway, depending on how you define joined it, Kurt. He ran for president under that label. Now here's what I find fascinating. If it was anybody else, like say Ron Paul, they'd be like, oh man, that's not a true Republican. That's not a true this person doesn't have a hit.
Great point.
The Democrats never said anything about that, Kurt.
Mm-mm.
It's just interesting. Obama refers to himself 119 times during Hillary nominating speech, Kurt.
I'm grateful I didn't have to watch that.
Mm-hmm. Heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's how you promote somebody else. Now, I guess there's a new reparations website out there, Kurt, too. I don't know if you saw this. But what they want to do is they want to have white people pay black people's rents to relieve guilt.
Well, that will do it. I mean, that's a start. And maybe then the car payment, you know, I mean, pretty much, well, anything, you know, I mean, it's pretty much impossible to ever relieve guilt. And so, you know, if you could just pay for everything, then I think that would be a start. Well, I guess that's what government's working on, huh, Sam?
Yeah, it's just weird as all get out. Now, Tim Kaine's now predicting that Paul Ryan will help Clinton pass her agenda.
Yeah, now, I don't think that will be too helpful for Paul Ryan as he's running for Congress.
I hope they can drum Ryan out. We need the Democrats' help here, you know?
Yeah, cantorized, you know, there in... Wisconsin. I guess their primary is, what, the 9th of August, I think. I guess the challenger there, Paul Ryan's challenger, is ripping the speaker on an immigration ad in on TV. Surprise. I mean, Paul Ryan's, you know, really got no holes in his immigration policy, does he?
I think the guy's got holes in his head, if you ask me. The guy's goofy as all get out. I mean, he's the insider's insider. He acts like he's for liberty, but he's against everything that I stand for, pretty much as most of the Democrats. And again, this idea that Kaine's going to mention that Paul Ryan's going to help Hillary pass her agenda, he's helped Barack plenty, too.
Good point.
So if you want to look at history to validate Tim Kaine's claim, there it is. Mm-hmm. Now, Kurt, you've heard of light milk, right? When you're a kid, it's like milk does a body good, right?
Mm-hmm.
you know, milk is like the ultimate health food. They want you to believe and everything else. And then some say, well, wait a minute, milk comes from a cow, and if you want to turn into a cow, just drink milk. And the debate rages back and forth, and then milk kind of fell out of favor, and everybody went to soda pop, and then the juice people started cranking it up, and then the milk people were like, hey, we want to be in too, so they made chocolate and, you know, vanilla and orange and all kinds of other different milks. And then they felt like, well, milk will turn you into a cow, so we can't have regular milk that comes from a cow. You got to water it down. And so then they kind of got 2% milk and 1% and then skim milk and all these other goofy watered down versions of milk. And anyway, milk's been through the beating. And then they say, well, milk causes allergies. You'll become lactose intolerant. You got to get rid of the dairy products. And so then they created, you know, rice milk, you got rice cream and all this stuff. You got soy milk and rice milk and almond milk and, man, milk's coconut milk and milk's just all the rage. Well, you ain't seen nothing yet, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm well, just saying, anyway, it's weird stuff, buddy.
According to the Times of India, you know, and you'll hear this on, of course, programs like Hannity and Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh, because, you know, they have sources, I mean, like us, and they got those big news guys helping them out. But this lady, I think Lauren, that would be a lady, Lauren Tusiganant, is the author, and the headline reads, "Cockroach milk is the superfood the world's been waiting for." Now, in my opinion, she's a little off on that headline, but I guess a team of scientists down there in India, they call it the Institute for Stem Cell Biology and Regenerative Medicine. Now, what's surprising me is, you know, I'd think this would come from the United States, you know, with our tax dollars being spent on this. But I mean, I didn't really think the folks in India would stoop to this kind of stupidity. But anyway, they say the Pacific beetle cockroach, you know, it's not your standard cockroach. You got to pick them up and look under there and look for the name Pacific beetle on there. And they say this one is the only one. I bet you didn't know this, Sam. Only one that gives birth to live young. Anyway, they say it feeds its babies by lactating protein-dense crystals, which pack fats, sugars, amino acids, and more than four times the nutrition of cow's milk. I mean, just think about the package for this in the future. But they call it time-released food. This is according to the Times of India. And they can be a fantastic protein supplement. Now they say don't really start swapping out your smoothies almond milk just yet, because despite its nutritional value, the cockroach milk is extremely high in calories. And you know, they're kind of working to sequence these genes, they say, so that it can be reproduced in a lab.
So hold on, let me get this straight. You want genetically modified man-manufactured / engineered cockroach milk?
Yeah, but watch out for the cockroach milking farm. You know, the dairy is going to be quite an interesting thing to see in the future.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Defense attorneys for Guantanamo Bay inmates accused of involvement in the 9/11 attacks have revealed that the trial judge allowed the destruction of key evidence, including a torture chamber located in a secret overseas CIA black site that is still controlled by the U.S. government. Referring to the now declassified ruling, defense attorney Cheryl Borman says that the devices that have been used for the torture of detainees had been removed from the facility. CIA-operated black sites, some of which were dungeons once used by the Soviet KGB and its satellite agencies, were employed from 2002 to 2006 to detain, interrogate, and torture terrorist suspects. Among the methods employed were waterboarding, a form of controlled drowning that was designated a war crime during World War II, confinement in cramped isolation boxes, forced nudity, and various kinds of sexual degradation. You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. The Cyberspace Administrator of China, the communist regime's chief internet regulator, has ordered the country's major online media companies, including Sina Corporation and Tencent Holdings Limited, to discontinue original news reporting. It has also extended the ban to China's news portals, Sohu.com and NetEase Incorporated, and demanded that operators of mobile and online news services dismantle their current affairs news operations as of July 22nd. Bloomberg News Service notes that these proscriptions give the government near absolute control over online news and political discourse. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about this scientific agenda, or this scientist's agenda to create genetically modified, man-made or man-engineered in a lab cockroach milk. They say it's too high in calories right now, but it's got incredible protein. And I don't know why do they need to reduce the calories, Kurt? You know, all you got to do is just drink a little bit of it, you know. What are they going to do? Water that down? How do they, like, reduce the calories in that stuff, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, you got the one report from the Times of India, and then you got the New Zealand Herald coming in, and they say, is cockroach milk the next superfood? It shows a fork with a cockroach on it. You know, I'm thinking it's definitely a diet food. You know what I'm saying, Sam? I mean, if anything's going to encourage a diet or, you know, less eating, it would be, you know, a diet with cockroaches. But anyway, they say, according to this kind of backup article, well, according to this research that was published in the Journal for the International Union of Crystallography. Now, I didn't really know we had one of those, but anyway, they say on a pound-for-pound basis, the cockroach crystals pack three times the energy of buffalo milk. Now, buffalo milk is another kind of milk I've never had, which was the previous top contender for protein, or producing a protein with the most calories. This guy did say, again, it's a time-release food. This can be a fantastic protein supplement. Even told the Washington Post that one of his colleagues first tried the crystals after losing a bet stemming from a drinking game. Yeah, well,
yeah. So let me get this right. You get drunk, you gamble, and then that's the only time you're going to try cockroach milk? Okay.
Well, it makes sense to me, Sam. I mean, you know, this article says if you can suspend your gag reflex, apparently the taste isn't too bad.
Yeah.
So I don't expect to see this on the supermarket shelves any too soon with the little cockroaches on the label. Anyway, bottom line is there's science moving forward, and this author says, yum.
Hey, Kurt, I got a question.
What's that?
I know I'm kind of like not very intelligent here, but let me just ask it anyway. What's wrong with goat's milk and cow's milk and milk that's been around for literally thousands of years? Tastes great, good for your body. You know, all I started out saying milk does the body good. Whatever happened to all that, Kurt, that used to just be phenomenal?
Well, I'll tell you what really happened was, science helped us move along. And we had one company called Monsanto brought a product to market that, you know, they sold those dairymen, with the cows, this idea that, man, if you give your cows a shot, you can make them produce some more. And then all of a sudden people were like, man, I don't really want all these hormones given to my cows and my kids through that milk. And, you know, the folks went to searching for alternative types of milk. And
yeah,
now
pretty
we got
soon
almond,
you just say, I might as well just drink soda pop rather than milk.
Well, yeah, I guess for safety, you know what I mean?
But it's weird. And then people are wondering, but look, let me just try the dense plan, okay? I'm kind of dense. You know, dense with, like, nutrients and natural, God-given, you know, proteins and nutrients, just use the normal stuff, cow milk, goat's milk, just, you know, and I'm fine with rice milk and all that kind of stuff. I'm not against making milk out of almonds or whatever.
What I always wonder is how they squeeze the almonds to get the milk out and the rice, too. I mean, if you squeeze that stuff, it's really hard to get any milk out of it, you know?
Yeah. Maybe the other plant is blended up and add water, my friend.
Oh. Then they call it milk.
Yeah. Hmm. Oh, yeah.
Well, anyway, there you go.
So all I'm telling you is I'm not against coconut milk and these other milks by any means. I'm just saying, look, why do we need to search for some new weird scientific cockroach something? What are we even trying to accomplish, Kurt?
We've
got to kind of go back to the why.
We're always searching and never, you know.
Coming to the knowledge of the truth. Amen to that. But look, I'm like 5 years old right now. Why? Why? Mm-hmm. Why would we do that?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I just think about Obama referring to himself 119 times while he's trying to promote Hillary. I'm thinking of Bernie Sanders leaving the Democratic Party. I'm thinking of campaigns forcing Trump TV ads off the TV. And then I'm thinking about new reparations websites asking white people to pay black people's rent. I had to identify as black. Would I get my rent paid free? Just wondering. And then Kane predicting that Paul Ryan will help Hillary pass her agenda items. I put that together, and then I think no wonder they're talking about cockroach milk as the superfood. I mean, it gets worse. And then on Drudge.com today, or DrudgeReport.com, it says this, Kurt. And you're the health, like, resident expert on the radio here with us. So let me just tell you a statement, and I want to get your response. Working in an office, Kurt, is as bad as smoking.
Yeah, I've always acquainted it with that. I mean, you know, when you start wheezing and coughing because somebody's smoking around you, I think, man.
Office.
Like I was in the office.
Oh, see, these people are crazy, Kurt.
Yeah, good.
Now, I'm not saying that sitting around in an office is a good thing. It's good to go get exercise, and if that's their point, okay. But to equate it is equivalent to smoking, they're crazy, Kurt. You go ask any physician in the world, hey, would you prefer that I have an office job or that I just start smoking?
Good point.
And it's like, durr. Would you like some cockroach milk? Hillary's going to win, and Paul Ryan, the other side of the aisle, is going to help her with her agenda. Well, these people are off. And by the way, you should pay my rent because I identify as black now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, these people are just, they're off their rocker, man. I don't believe for one second, Kurt, that sitting in an office is as bad as smoking. Now, I agree that, you know what, sedentary lifestyle is not that good. Exercise is good. I mean, I go along with that. You know what, you should get out and walk. I support the common sense of that, okay? But to suggest it's the same, I mean, by golly, if you go get an office job, you might as well just start smoking and stay home instead. I mean, these people are crazy. There's one person, though, out of all these headlines, let me count how many headlines we've just talked about. One, Clinton campaign. Two, Bernie Sanders. Obama refers to himself, that's three. New reparations, four. Kane predicts Ryan, five. Cockroach milk, six. Working in an office, seven. We've talked about seven headlines, Kurt, in about 40 minutes. Well, less, because there's news at the top of the hour. In about 30 minutes, okay?
Yep.
And there's only one person with some common sense that I've seen so far. It's headline 8. You ready for it?
Right.
Dateline Phil Robertson, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. It's a
he's the only guy with some common sense around here, for crying out loud.
Well, and he's saying the kind of stuff that we've been talking about for years. And basically, he's saying that America's problems are spiritual, not political.
Heard that.
You know,
wow.
In other words, he's saying, hey, we've got to return to God and, you know, do those things. And now this is the Duck Dynasty guy.
Yeah, now this is the guy that has common sense statements all the time, and all they do is mock him for a Christian, threaten his TV show, just try to destroy his family. Anytime they can find any blip in anybody's life that's a mistake, they exploit it as a massive scandal, suggestion that Christian viewpoints are no good anyway. And I mean, they just attack this guy at every, no matter what he says. But out of all those headlines, Kurt, 8 of them now, it's only common sense one I've seen so far.
Yep, that's a great point. You know, and you've got, apparently he was being interviewed with on the Sean Hannity program, Mr. Phil Robertson, and he's also got a new documentary. It's called Torchbearer, but he, you know, he basically decided to weigh in on the presidential election and discuss why he's going to be voting for the well, Donald Trump, the Trump-Pence ticket. He says, Sean, I've been watching you and a lot of guys like you. Y'all are what I call political warriors. In my case, my view of it is a little different than yours is. I'm more into the spiritual part, he said. Then he went on, he says, the issue in America, in my opinion, is much larger than the presidents, prime ministers, kings. The issue before us, in my opinion, is a spiritual one. In other words, I don't think it's a political fix.
Boy, do I agree with Phil.
Politicians can help. Yeah, yeah. And by the way, he had initially backed Texas Senator Ted Cruz because he's a strict constitutionalist and a Jesus man, he called him, who would use religious values to guide his policy decisions. But that's gone and they're out, he added.
Never mind the fact that he's unconstitutionally, he's not qualified, but hey.
My hope, he said, is that Donald Trump, I know he has a lot of common sense, so I have hope. But you got to remember something. All men, Sean, are like grass, and all their glory like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord stands forever. We have a spiritual problem in America, Sean. That's the crux of the matter.
I want to talk about this more because it's spot on, ladies and gentlemen. Incredible commentary, Phil Robertson. At least Sean Hannity has the guts to let it fly. Good for him, too. Yeah. Liberty Roundtable Live. The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, we're talking about Sean Hannity. Gets a little bit of credit this time. Has on Phil Robertson, you know, the guy that's, well-known for the Christian viewpoints that he holds. Also well-known as the Duck Dynasty guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of on purpose putting them in order that way because that's the way I think Phil would put them, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
That, you know what, he's the Christian guy, and he happens to do Duck Dynasty. Not that he's the Duck Dynasty guy and happens to talk about Christianity. I know that's kind of a subtle difference, but I think it's a critical one to point out. And Phil Robertson says America's problems are spiritual, not political. And he tells this to Sean Hannity. Repeat that last line right before the break, Kurt, because it was a critical statement.
Yeah, he said, we have a spiritual problem in America, Sean. That's the crux of the matter.
Amen. He's right as rain, Kurt, on this.
And if you go on down in the article, the last paragraph, you know, gives even more, I guess you could say,
clarity.
Clarity to it. He says, what's happened is, as these empires rise, they remove God as their anchor. You know, and we've seen that. They let men determine what's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's evil, and how much your life is worth. The documentary, you know, at least his upcoming one called Torchbearer, says looks at a historical account going all the way back thousands of years, and it's always the same. Once you remove God, then the carnage starts.
See, I couldn't have said it better myself, Kurt. I just couldn't. He's right. And you know what? Good for Sean for letting it happen, for discussing it, for openly letting this point be made. All I'm telling you is it's tremendous on both counts and good for them. See, we look for reasons to find solutions, ladies and gentlemen. We look for answers, and we've been saying the same thing as Phil, different words, obviously. Yeah. But I'm telling you, good for Sean. Now, there's a Paul Ryan challenger in the news, Kurt.
Well, yeah, you know, and this guy is the, you know, we talked a little bit about Paul Ryan before where, you know, you got Cain, you know, that's the VP choice for Hillary, is saying that Paul Ryan will help Hillary pass this whole immigration, you know, basically amnesty. But in his county, Paul Ryan's got, you know, his basically his challengers taking him on pretty hard and going after him in a, immigration ad on TV. And the ad features a lady named Julie Goldvach, whose son, by the way, was killed by an undocumented immigrant, I would say illegal immigrant, standing outside of Ryan's home. According to a news release from the Challenger's campaign, says in the ad that Paul Ryan's home behind me has a fence and blames Ryan and other politicians for not protecting the border. His campaign called the ad by a significant purchase, though it didn't disclose the amount. The ad will run throughout the first congressional district. That's where, you know, the campaign, 9th of August, and we hope for Paul Ryan to be canterized during that election, you know, Sam, right?
Yeah.
And if you don't know what canterized means, Mickey Cantor, you know, was a big shot in the Republican Party a little while back, and he got beat by...
Bad, by the way.
Yes,
got beat bad by somebody who was just an upstart. They figured it was a nobody, not even to worry, and voila, the change occurred, and Cantor out, and the new guy in, and anyway, just tremendous example of what can be done when the people get involved. See, people tell me we don't have any wins, Kurt, and that's an example of where we do.
Exactly right.
Just saying.
Good point.
Anyway, Paul Ryan, nah. I hope that happens.
Yeah.
All right, rape hoaxer is what they call her. Really, her name is Lena Dunham. She's an actress.
Yeah.
Born in 1986, well-known for Girls, well-known for her acting and actress work and other things, and in my opinion, kind of an off-the-charts mental case personally, but that's just my opinion. But Lena Dunham hanging out with Hillary, right, Kurt?
Well, yeah, so here's apparently a team of actresses, and I missed this live, thank goodness, but this report says that this lady who lied about being raped, you know, she really wasn't raped, but she, you know, I mean, somehow she's put up on a pedestal and given the microphone at the Democratic National Convention, and does it with this other lady, and I probably use that term loosely, but somebody named America Ferreira, and basically says that, you know, Hillary's going to, you know, take care of you. And, you know, these are just not the, well, the kind of role models that, you know, should be put forward. I believe this is exactly the opposite. But anyway, that's what's been going on, or at least part of it, at the Democratic National Convention.
Well, and this lady goes on and says all kinds of weird stuff about everything she does is like sexually tinged. That's how women, at least the modern feminist type female, gains ground today. They're nobody. Somehow they release a sex tape or promote some sexual impropriety or activity, or I don't know what, and pretty soon they're just like a rock star. I mean, look at every modern young, whatever you want to call it, woman that is supposedly somebody, that, you know, they're a singer, a dancer, but it's all tinged with sex. Madonna was kind of the beginning of these divas, if you will. Right on to now this girl, her whole claim to fame is, well, I'm an actress, I was involved in this girl's thing, I then had allegations of rape, and so she's a rock star. You look at Monica Lewinsky, you look at, and we just go right on down the list of all these different girls with these, I don't even know what to say, horrible claims to fame, I guess, is the way that I could describe it. But, I mean, you even had Sydney Leathers, that's the girl that was with John Boehner, or no, Weiner, what's that guy's name?
Oh, yeah.
That's that Weiner guy? Whatever. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. And is somehow the involvement with him. You got Monica Lewinsky. You got Jennifer Flowers. You can just name. And these girls are kind of the same. It's like, well, I had a big story about rape allegations that turned out to be false. Well, they dismissed me a wrongdoing, and now I'm Hillary's supporter. Hillary's going to make me sexually free. Hillary's going to, I mean, you know, I was just ratcheted down and just downtrodden by the horrible male until Hillary shattered the glass ceiling for me and all my other deviant colleagues, right? And that's kind of where we're going now. And so it's like the who's who of scandal, Kurt, almost, at the Democratic Convention. It's crazy.
Good point.
Not to say Republicans don't have their own setbacks. But I'm just saying it's all on incredible display, is the best way I know to describe it. All right, there's a last story I want to get to this hour, Kurt. Kind of an interesting twist. It's an article for the New York Times Business Financial Desk. And the headline says, Clinton's convention is made for TV. Donald's convention is made for Twitter. And now they got this big old battle of, well, they expected Trump to have the better TV show than Clinton. But Clinton outdid Trump. And when Trump was asked about it, he said, I don't really, you know, can't get into the details or semantics of this. But Hillary has a more professionally produced show. And it's Mrs. Clinton, at least for the first two nights, that has had the bigger ratings, Kurt. And they say even Donald Trump gave the Democratic credit or Democratic convention credit when he called Wednesday night to discuss the differences between the two conventions. Anyway, it just goes on and on and on. But the point is, mainstream press is just telling you, I mean, Clinton's even better at putting on a TV show than Bill and Hillary.
Wow. Do you really think there's more people watching it?
No. But what if you lie and say that?
Yeah.
And then what if you later just say, well, we kind of had to update the numbers. Right?
Good point.
That's all you do. Because, I mean, Kurt, there was no intent to deceive. We just, you know, early on thought that Hillary had more numbers, Kurt.
Yeah.
See what I mean? I'm just telling you that's how they roll. Mm-hmm. And then if you say there was a conspiracy there, they'll say you're just a whacked out crazy. Now, that's the new agenda against Trump. They're going to try to basically pitch him as mentally unstable or unhinged, and that Hillary is the absolute stable mother. She's the wife. I mean, Bill went off in his speech telling you how sexy Hillary was. He couldn't help but be attracted to her. He saw her in class, and, man, he just had to follow her out and get her name. And, buddy, it's just been a charmed marriage ever since, Kurt. That was Bill's speech, basically, about Hillary last night.
Wow.
I mean, she's just awesome. Not only is she sexy as a young girl and just intriguing, but now as a mother and as a wife and as the first lady, I mean, she's just delivered in every role she's ever been in, my friend. And she still gets me today, says Bill. See? And that's, again, it's like the 60 Minutes all over again, but this time it's primetime television. New York Times saying, what an incredible television show. Bill at the helm, changing the game to put Hillary in a likable light for voters. Donald Trump's kind of unhinged, and Hillary's the sexy mother that's done it all, Kurt. That's the lie the mainstream press wants to spin. Are we in the new media taking center stage? You gonna let them get away with it? I think not, my fellow Americans. We shall tell the tale of an absolutely political-driven, belligerent female that's absolutely corrupt as could be and out of control. Crooked Hillary has got to go. All right, there you have it. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, and GiveMeLibertyFund.com are the four sites you got to donate to and help us. Every penny will be absolutely appreciated. This nation shall endure.